Who's going to protect you from making a bad purchase from your smart speaker? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. When we talk about the Internet of Things and a house full of smart speakers and fridges and TVs, we focus a lot on privacy. But these devices are also for shopping, like in this Amazon ad.
Alexa, what are your deals?
I have several exclusive deals, including Lindor Chocolate Deluxe Gift Box. Would you like to buy it?
Yes.
That means commerce is coming inside the house, kind of like an army of door-to-door salesmen offering encyclopedias or vacuum cleaners. And actually, some experts say that's a good model for how to regulate a future filled with smart shopping and potentially dumb decisions. Law professor Ryan Kahlo has studied digital market manipulation. He says back in the 1970s, the Federal Trade Commission created new rules to deal with the door-to-door situation.
The idea was a kind of 1950s notion that women were at home tending to the house in their curlers, and all of a sudden some sweet-talking salesperson would like come to the door and sell them a bunch of encyclopedias.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning. I'm afraid I don't want to.
You've been selected for a special introductory offer, madam.
Kahlo says the FTC decided that when you're at home, you deserve more protections than when you're actively going to a store and seeking out commerce.
The commission decided that if you're going to be selling stuff to people door to door, you had to follow certain rules. You had to have certain disclosures. You had to have a cooling off period.
Meaning a window when you can cancel an order. And in 1978, the Supreme Court upheld restrictions on soliciting clients in person or in their homes. Here's Justice Lewis Powell in an opinion announcement.
The state has a strong interest in protecting the public from the aspects of solicitation that potentially involve fraud, undue influence, overreaching, and other forms of vexatious conduct.
Okay, but what about when that potentially vexatious conduct comes from a smart speaker, like, say, Google's?
Okay, Google, talk to Walmart. Add orange juice to my cart.
Hi, Lynn. I can get you Tropicana orange juice for $5.18.
Ryan Kahlo says the salesmen now are inside the house.
We're interacting with technology that we bring into our houses as though we were interacting interpersonally. We have this new world in which corporations can reach us anytime and practically anywhere. And yet we're not even talking about whether the rules should be different.
The FTC has sued some companies, including the smart TV maker Vizio, under a decades-old statute around unfair and deceptive practices. But the agency told us it needs more power. Manisha Mittal is an associate director at the FTC's Division of Privacy and Identity Protection.
Under our general ability to prohibit unfair deceptive practices, we do not have rulemaking authority. So we have recommended that Congress pass a specific law on general privacy and then give us rulemaking authority to establish rules that more clearly identify what practices are unlawful.
So far, a few states like California and Oregon have passed laws that govern security around the Internet of Things, but commerce protections haven't yet been part of the conversation. And now for some related links. Pity the poor FTC in some ways. The agency only has 40 people working full-time on privacy and data security issues. And we have to assume that all 40 of them are probably trying to deal with the Facebook situation. Earlier this month, actually, FTC Chairman Joseph Simons wrote to Congress to ask for more resources for policing tech companies. He said the UK Information Commissioner's Office has about 500 employees, and the Irish Data Protection Commissioner has 110. You can find that story on our website, marketplacetech.org. Now, between the lack of resources, lack of authority, and a general trend in this country of not really punishing big companies for bad behavior, even when the FTC has sued companies for privacy or data security practices, almost all of those actions over the last 10 years have ended with settlements and not fines or penalties. The General Accountability Office put out a report in February of this year saying the FTC has investigated 101 data privacy violations since 2009. And the only time it had the power to issue a fine was when there was already a settlement agreement in place. That is, you may recall, the situation with Facebook right now. It reached a settlement with the FTC in 2011 when the agency accused it of deceiving users by failing to keep its privacy promises. Where have we heard that before, right? The FTC couldn't fine Facebook back then, but if it decides to now, it could fine the company $40,000 per user per day for every day the company might have violated the agreement. Now, in theory, that could actually add up to a lot more than Facebook's own estimates last week that it might be fined $3 billion to $5 billion. But the New York Times reported Friday that the FTC hasn't even agreed on whether to do that. It is under-resourced, yes, but the agency hasn't exactly strapped on a superhero cape when it comes to privacy. Whatever. It was Avengers weekend. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is able to do what we do every day thanks to funding from public radio stations, foundations, corporate underwriters, and yes, listeners like you. Thank you to all the Marketplace investors who've contributed over the last year for helping keep public service journalism going strong. We really appreciate your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.